100.7 WZLX, Boston's original classic rock. John Fogerty celebrating the national pastime, tapping into the youthful enthusiasm that couldn't even be spoiled by Roger Clemens wearing pinstripes.
You're inside the Holland Tunnel.
The syncopated clapping is what knocks me out. 100.7 WZLX, Boston's classic rock, Meatloaf, with words taken right out of his mouth. He's got to bust out the Bat Out of Hell album sometimes. How you feeling today? It's Eric Holland, being in for Carter 4 out of 5 days this week. I'm feeling almost like a functioning member of society. Undeniably, I am contributing to the economy by paying out $100 an hour every hour I'm on the air. See what we can give away right now. I invite Tom Wright of Jamaica Plain to join our little classic rock family. That is the WZLX workforce. Tom Wright of Jamaica Plain working over at Gillette. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 931-100.7 and accept this gig, which pays a generous $100 this hour, and you may be able to build on that. You have 10 minutes. Tom Wright of JP. Next at 100.7 WZLX, we'll try a tune from an album whose cover used that cool-looking heat image film.
We have been charged by God with a sacred quest.
Jamming 10 classics in a row every hour is our religion.
We're on a mission from God.
At Boston's Classic Rock, 100.7 WZLX.
Can I get a hallelujah, people?
So, what do you think? Can you get me one of those Mach 3s?
Sure we can. It'll shave everything for you.
My imagination runs wild.
There you go.
All right. Congratulations, Tom. $100 just for listening at work to 100.7 WZLX, Boston's classic rock. Boston's at work, no repeat station. 100.7 WZLX, Boston's original classic rock. That's Supertramp, who were formed by Richard Davies after he met a millionaire in Germany known as Sam. This guy Sam gave him a lot of bread to cover rehearsals and instruments and such because he was convinced Davies had a lot of talent, and he was proved right. Ads were placed in music papers, and the rest of Supertramp fell into place. They had a great career. Take the Long Way Home, one of their biggest hits from the Breakfast in America album there. Here's what people are saying about the deep cuts played by WZLX.
What are you people?
Here's what other people are saying.
Scrum deadly unfit.
Sensational.
Excellent.
Now another lost classic at Boston's Classic Rock, 100.7 WZLX.
It's just the right thing to do and a tasty way to do it.
The Kinks at 100.7 WZLX, Boston's Classic Rock, the tale of Lola, who walked like a woman but talked like a man. Lou Reed also gave us an account of transvesticism in that 10 in a row. Walk on the Wild Side from 73's Transformer. Two threefers in that 10, too. Aerosmith and The Police. Two-thirds of The Police were ready to do a reunion tour of sorts, but it didn't work out. The idea was for Stuart Copeland and Andy Summers to perform Police hits with 5 Latin vocalists trading off the sting parts in Spanish. Would have been zany. What double entendre soak song about an accordion-playing woman are we about to hear?
How about Squeezebox?
Squeezebox by The Who is absolutely right.
Right on.
All right, you're going to the Celtics.
Excellent.
We're cranking up 10 in a row.
Teaching you about rock music.
At Boston's Classic Rock, 100.7 WZLX.
Don't stop rocking.
Boston's at work, no repeat station. 100.7 WZLX, Boston's original classic rock. Joe Walsh from the Warriors soundtrack. That version of In the City, a little tougher than the one on the Eagles' Long Run album. It's Eric Holland. The deal on the weather is this, 35 degrees right now in Boston. Here in town, 3 to 6 inches of snow expected tonight. It'll be more like 6 to 12 in central and western Mass. It'll be mixing with freezing rain, changing to rain, and then back to snow. Be careful. Karen Brennan just showed up to do her 7 to midnight show at WZLX, and she says the roads suck, so enough said. I got 10 in a row started for Karen with a guy who was fined in order to get drug counseling back in 1980 after a 16-year-old girl who happened to be high and naked was spotted at his home by an unsympathetic observer. And he'd be so pissed if he knew I'm reminding you of it almost 20 years later.